Scott Brooks, the co-owner of Brooks Sandwich House, was Charlotte's 104th homicide in 2019. His shooting death last Monday drew more attention than most homicides. WFAE's Tommy Tomlinson explains why in this week's On My Mind column.
Sometimes when I send people to Brooks Sandwich House, I feel the need to give them a heads up. It doesn't look like much. Just a little red cinder block box. You'll probably have to wait. There's nowhere to sit. But none of that matters. It's worth it. It has been worth it since 1973, when C.T. Brooks opened the place in what used to be called North Charlotte, before somebody gave it the trendy name of NoDa. It has stayed the same while the area around it changed from an old mill village to Charlotte's coolest neighborhood, with live music and tattoo places and late-night donuts. Through all those changes, there was C.T. Brooks and then his twin sons, Scott and David, selling burgers with slaw and cheese and the Brooks family's secret recipe chili. You probably know by now that Scott Brooks was shot and killed last Monday when he went to open the restaurant at 5 in the morning. He was the 104th homicide in Charlotte this year, and every one of them was one of God's children and worthy of our mourning. But Scott Brooks' death drew days of coverage from local media, and a vigil that led hundreds of people to gather and mourn. I think at least in part, it's because of what he and his place stood for. Years ago, not long after Charlotte announced it was building the light rail line through NoDa, I stopped in at Brooks. Their property is a corner lot right across the street from where the light rail was coming through. Scott and David were wondering if they should sell. They could have cashed in for a windfall. Instead, they decided to stick around and make a living, one $4 burger at a time. Of course, had they sold, Scott Brooks might be alive right now, and that's a sad thing to think about. But I think the reason his death hit so hard is that it reminds us how an authentic place is so rare and special in this city. Brooks is the most diverse place I've ever been in Charlotte. It crosses every line of race and class. You're liable to run into a banker, a city council member, a truck driver, a nurse, all crowded in line together. If you got a few dollars and an appetite, you're welcome. That trust came through by putting in the time. There's a great little short film on Brooks made by the Southern Foodways Alliance. Some of the shots are from inside the kitchen, and you could see the old flat-top grill. The backsplash is streaked with a greasy smoke of hundreds of thousands of burgers. It feels like you could cut into it like a redwood and count the rings. These days, Charlotte has a lot of restaurants and bars and coffee shops that are built to look like they've been around forever. They move into old buildings, leave the brick exposed, serve their food on yard sale plates and their $12 cocktails in mason jars. Some of those places are really good, but I wonder how many are going to still be around in 40 years. You can't buy the patina on that old flat-top grill. You can't fake it either. It's a history you have to build by anchoring yourself in a place. Scott Brooks' death reminds us how much it means to come across something real and lasting, and how fast it can be taken away.
Tommy Tomlinson's On My Mind column runs every Monday on WFAE and WFAE.org. It represents his opinion, not the opinion of WFAE. You can respond to this column in the comment section at WFAE.org. You can also email Tommy at ttomlinson@WFAE.org.